So the next two verses go together, where he talks about people who do rituals just to go to heaven. Or so they do rituals which are for a selfish purpose, to go to heaven. So he talks about those people and how they function in the world. And then the next shloka in 22 will talk about those who are not selfish. So what is called sakama and nishkama karma. Sakama is selfish activity, desire prompted, and nishkam is desireless. So we'll chant 20 and 21 together. It's a slightly different meter. Trividyamam soma pav puta papaha.
Trividyamam soma pav puta papaha.
Yajnairishtva svargatim prarthayante.
Yagnerishva svargatim prarthayante.
Te punyamasadya surendra lokam.
Te punyamasadya surendra lokam.
Ashnanti divyan divi deva bhogan.
Ashnanti divyan divi deva bhogan.
Te tam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam.
Te tam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam.
Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti.
Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti.
Evam trai dharmam anuprapannaha.
Evam trai dharmam anuprapannaha.
Gata gatam kama kama labhante.
Gatam kama kama labhante.
Okay, together. Trividyamam soma pav puta papaha. Yajnairishtva svargatim prarthayante. Te punyamasadya surendra lokam. Ashnanti divyan divi deva bhogan. Te tam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Evam trai dharmam anuprapannaha. Gata gatam kama kama labhante. So Bhagavan says trividya. Trividya means the three Vedas. You know, Sam, Rig Ved, Sam Ved, and Yajur Ved. Atharva Ved was written later, so Bhagavan doesn't mention that. Also, Atharva Ved deals more with the material sciences, engineering, etc. So here he mentions the three Vedas, which deal with the spiritual and the material both. So these three Vedas, so Mam, in the next line he says, Yajner Ishtva. So those who worship me through yajnas, what kind of yajnas? Trividya yajnas. The three Vedas are divided into three parts: karma kand, upasana kand, and jnana kand. So karma kand is the rituals that are performed for a specific purpose. Like if you want to go to heaven, you perform a ritual, you will go to heaven. If it's not raining, you perform a ritual, it will rain. If you want a son or a daughter, there are rituals. So the first part is called karma kand rituals. The second part is called upasana, where you worship the Lord. And then the third is jnana kand, the Upanishads, which is what we are studying right now, the oneness between me and God and how I can reach. So the here he's talking about the first part, the karma kanda, the rituals. So Mam Yajner Ishtva, those who worship me through the Trividya, through the teachings of the Vedas, what happens to them? Soma Paha, they drink the Soma juice. What is the Soma juice? It is at the end of the ritual, when it ends, just as prasad is distributed, there is this juice of a plant which is milky, which is distributed, showing that the yajna has ended. So those who have drunk the soma juice and puta papa and their sins have been purified. That is true. When you do these yajnas, they purify your mind. But then the question is, with what motive? Are you doing it for the betterment of society, or are you doing it to go to heaven, or you're doing it so that my mind may be purified so I may have the knowledge? So he says, but these people, majority of the people, why do they do yajna? Swargatim prarthayanti. They want to go to heaven. And they asadhya, having reached where? Punyam Surendra Lokam, having reached this beautiful holy land of Indra, which means heaven, having reached, ashnanti, they enjoy what? Divyan, Divi Deva Bhogan, Divi in the heaven, Divyan Bhogan, they enjoy all great, great pleasures. As we know, heaven has all the great pleasures they enjoy. But then what happens to them? So Bhagavan says, te tam bhuktva, te bhuktva, having enjoyed tam swarga lokam vishalam, having enjoyed that huge, glorious heaven, the large place of heaven, all the glories, all the fun they have enjoyed, then kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. As their punyas die, as they perish, as their good deeds end, they come back to martya lokam, this world of death, this world where everybody dies, everything dies, they enter that. And in this way, trai dharma anuprapanna, they follow the Vedas, but only the ritualistic portion. They don't follow the upasana, worship, they don't follow the knowledge, they only do the rituals, and that is just for going to heaven. So what happens? Trai dharma anuprapanna. Then gata gatam kama kama labante. Kama kama means they are the desirer of desires. And gata gatam, they have come and go. So they come on earth, do the rituals, go to heaven, enjoy for a while, and then come back again. There's no eternal heaven or eternal hell. Whatever you do, you have that limited result. So I'll just talk briefly about heaven and what it means and how it relates to our life. So it says heaven is a place where is this complete enjoyment. There is nothing you lack. There's 40 kinds of water, and you say, I want to taste kiwi flavored water. You don't even have to get up. Just think the thought and the taste comes in your mouth and your thirst is also satisfied. You want to have pizza, just close your mouth, you get the taste of pizza. Or if you want to have real pizza, you can. So the point is, whatever you wish, you can enjoy as much as you want. But, and then you want to watch dance, you can watch dance, music, surround sound, everything. But the problem is that once my good karmas end, then I am back. So even in heaven, if I have done good karmas, then I will get a house very close to Indra. I will get a big mansion. But if my karmas are not so good, they will give me a house way in the periphery somewhere, you know, far away. If I have done good karmas and I'm watching a dance by Ramba or Menka, you know, these beautiful apsaras in heaven, damsels, and then I'll have a front row seat. Why? Because I've done good karmas. If I have not done, you know, done little good, not much, then my seat will be way up there in the nosebleed, you know, in the, like when we go to football game and your seat is in the last row. And from there, you can't even see the dance, you have to watch on TV. And not only that, but you are in the middle of the dance and you are watching, enjoying. Suddenly your karma ends, good karma, you are gone. You say, let me at least finish the dance. No, it'll go back to earth. So that is the thing. In heaven, there are joys, but they are temporary as long as your good karmas last. Just as in the world also, you go on a vacation, Acapulco or Hawaii or Barbados or Bahamas, and you have a credit card and you have, but once your credit card limit expires, you can't stay there anymore. You give your card and they say, sorry, sir, your card is not good anymore. So what do you do? Takes the next flight back. So similarly, in the world, you can enjoy until your good karmas exhaust. And good karmas means our good work. So you do good work, you earn money, you enjoy the house. But how long? Sooner or later, you have to give up the house. The death will take it away. And even the other joys, you can only enjoy for a while. Because what is heaven is bhoga and aishwarya. Bhoga means enjoyment, sense pleasures. Aishwarya means lordship. So in the earth also, when we do efforts, what do we do it for? Bhoga and aishwarya. So I may have a lot of power, I may have a lot of money, and I may have a lot of pleasures. Let me enjoy life. But Bhagavan says that is not the purpose of life. So we do rituals and we say, I want heaven. Bhagavan says, I'm ready to give you moksha. He said, no, I don't want moksha. 99.9999%. They say, why am I doing work? For bhoga and aishwarya, for enjoyment, for wealth. I'm working for that. And so that's what I want, Bhagavan. I don't want moksha. Moksha maybe, you know, after retirement or maybe next life, let me enjoy. Bhagavan says, I'm ready to give you the best. We said, no, you please keep it. That reminds me of Tukaram's story. It said he lived such a beautiful life that Bhagavan Vishnu sent his vahana, he sent his aeroplane
at the end,
right to him. And he said, you just climb on, and Vishnu's attendants were there. And they said, you can come straight to me, you know, you get moksha. And Tukaram he knew that because he was, and then his wife was standing there and he said, you can come with me. I know, you know, I have not been a very easy husband to live with because he was never interested in earning money. He always used to just, pray to God and all that. And he said, I have been a difficult husband, but because of my punya, you can also come and get moksha. You come with me and Bhagavan Vishnu will grant us both moksha. She says, no, you go ahead. I have so much work to do. I have this to take care of and that to take care of and my daughter to get married. And I don't want. So the point is that Bhagavan is ready to give us moksha, but we are not ready to take it. Why? Because we want worldly pleasures and that's all we want. And when we work, that is all we work for. So that's what the teaching Bhagavan Krishna says, that these people. Next week, bata dunga. So Bhagavan says, he actually says that these people are not wise. He calls them moodha, pramoodha, the absolute foolish people. Even when they do rituals, they pray, even when they go to God to pray, they don't ask for moksha. They don't ask God, give me you. They say, God, give me this, give me that, give me that. And so that is the foolishness. So that's why when God says, when you pray, when you do rituals, you ask for me and you ask for liberation, for freedom from this cycle of birth and death. And that is eternal happiness, eternal joy, eternal sukh. And that alone is the goal of life. So that's what Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, that talking about his qualities, he says, I am your refuge, I am your friend, I am always with you, I am supporting this earth. Yeah, I'm supporting this earth as sun, as rain. And if you come to me, come for me, not for asking anything. And don't even ask for heaven. You don't even need heaven. You need to be asked for freedom from the cycle of birth and death, which is true liberation, true moksha. And that is what should be the goal. And that's what Bhagavan Sri Krishna throughout the Gita, he keeps telling us. And next week, there won't be a class because it's Labor Day weekend. So we won't have a class. There won't be Bal Vihar either. But in 2 weeks when we meet, it's one of the most beautiful shlokas, number 22, about how people who worship me constantly without asking for anything, he said, then what happens to them? He said, oh, if I don't work, then who will take care of me? Bhagavan says, I do. That's like Tukaram. You know, he took care of, and I'll tell you another story of Tukaram's life next week. Beautiful. No stress. That's what he says. If you want stress management, go to God. Actually, Tukaram's movie is there in Marathi with English subtitles. If you have it, it has such an effect on me. It's such a profound movie. If you get a chance, somehow, if you can get it, please get it and watch.
It's online.
It's available online also. Most beautiful movie. How he lives and how his wife It's really a wonderful picture. So please watch it. Anybody has any questions, any comments? We have time.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
In the beginning, you said there are three kinds of bhakti, Dvaita, Vishishta, and Advaita. I didn't follow Vishishta.
Okay, so Dvaita means there are two, means me and yes. God are separate. Vishishta Advaita means God is whole, I am a part. Just as God is the ocean, I am a drop. God is the sun, I am a ray. And then and Advaita is where God and I are one. There is no separation. There is no. So that is, it is stepwise.
Yeah.
That's why Hanumanji, when Bhagavan Sri Ram asked him, so he said, as the body, I am your servant. As this body, when I consider myself this body of Hanumanji, I am your servant. That is Dvaita. When I consider myself as this jiva, this mind and intellect, as this individuality that is occupying this body and that is getting the name, whether it's Naina or Anil. So this jiva that enters the body, when I consider myself a jiva, then I am part of you. You are the whole, I am a part. That is Vishishta Advaita. But when I consider myself as the self or the consciousness, then you and I are one. So there are three states. At the body level, I am a servant. At the mind and intellect level, at the jiva level, I am a part of him. And at the consciousness level, you and I are one. So
thank you.
Thank you. That's a good question. Thank you for asking.
I have one comment.
Yeah, sure.
When you were talking about the whole idea of global warming and our destroying our planet, it kind of makes me feel like I was thinking about so much of this is based on the fact as if we are the center of the universe and that God arranged things for us like that our planet is just so far from the sun and so everything is perfect. Actually, that's not true at all because, it is true, but for right now, but, humanity has almost died out a few times due to global cooling where we had ice ages and humanity could actually have died out. We could have not made it. I mean, there happened to be enough few little bands of people that lived. And we didn't even used to exist. There used to be dinosaurs. And they were wiped out by a big meteorite hitting the earth and destroying the habitat or volcanoes. So it's like we're not the center of the universe. I mean, that's been one of the problems. I mean, we used to burn people at the stake for saying the world was round or,
mm-hmm.
Galileo being, having to, being banished from society. And I think that's why so many people have rejected religion because it's like now we worship science, and science says that we're not even important at all.
Right.
I don't know. This is just a comment. Sometimes I get thinking about that.
Yeah. No, that's a good comment, and I agree with you. We are not the center of the universe. We are, what I said was how God maintains the earth. But there are many more universes like us, many more planets that are habitable in all different stars. And there are many universes, there's, billions and billions of stars. They all have planets. So I'm sure there are a lot more worlds like ours. And then there are the heavens and then there are the hells. So there's a lot more. But what I was mentioning was how the earth is maintained by God. But yeah, definitely there are a lot more, there is a lot more in the universe, and God is infinite. And so we cannot count even how many stars are there even with our strongest telescopes, and how many of stars have planets around them, how many are habitable, and so now the science is beginning to detect planets where possibility of life is there. So we are beginning to find planets, and eventually we may find life on other planets, and they may not be similar to us at all. So, yeah, but thank you. That's a good point. Yeah, but what I was saying was how we are destroying our planet, what we have, and how we can take care of it. That's what my idea was, that's what it's doing, and what we can, if we can we should help other. And even if we can't, the thing is, as the population grows, there will be more warming. So regardless of what we do, the earth will get warmer. It's only up to us whether we hasten it or slow it down. So that's all. But that was the point. But thank you for bringing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Naina will sing the Hanuman Chalisa. If all of you can mute and sing with her, that you're just praying to Hanuman Ji for all goodness, everything good may happen, and may we recover from this COVID illness. So, Naina, please go ahead. Thank you.
Shri Guru Charna Saroj Raj Nijamana Mukuta Sudhari Varano Raghuvara Vimalajasu Jodayaka Phalachari Buddhihina Tanu Janake Sumiro Pavana Kumar Balabuddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesh Vikar Jay Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar Jay Kapis Tevuloga Ujagar ಮಧೂತ ತುಲಿತ ಬಲಧಾಮ ಅಂಜನಿ ಪುತ್ರ ಪವನ ಸುತನಾಮ ಮಹಾವೀರ ವಿಕ್ರಮ ಬಜರಂಗಿ ಕುಮತಿ ನಿವಾರ ಸುಮತಿ ಕೇ ಸಂಗಿ ಕಂಚನ ವರ್ಣ ವಿರಾಜ ಸುವೇಸ ಕಾನನ ಕುಂಡಳ ಕುಂಚಿತ ಕೇಶ ಹಾತ ವಜ್ರ ಹೊರದ ಜಾಬಿರಾಜೆ ಕಾಂದೆ ಮೂಜ ಜನೇಹೂ ಸಾಜೆ ಶಂಕರ ಸುವನ ಕೇಸರಿ ನಂದನ ತೇಜ ಪ್ರತಾಪ ಮಹಾಜಗವಂದನ ವಿದ್ಯಾವಾನ ಗುಣೀ ಅತಿ ಚಾತುರ ರಾಮ ಕಾಜ ಕರನೆ ಕೋ ಆತುರ ಪ್ರಭು ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸುನನೆ ಕೋ ರಸಿಯ ರಾಮ ಲಖನ ಸೀ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ರೂಪ ಧರಿ ಸಿಂಹ ವಿಧಿಖಾವಾ ವಿಕಟ ರೂಪ ಧರಿ ಲಂಕ ಜಗಾವಾ ವಿಷ್ಮ ರೂಪ ಧರಿ ಅಸುರ ಸಂಹಾರೆ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೇ ಕಾಜ ಸಂಹಾರೆ ಲಾಯ ಸಜೀವನ ಲಖನ ಜಿಯಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಘುವೀರ ಹರ ಶಿವರ ಲಾಯ ರಘುಪತಿ ಕಿನ್ಹೀ ಬಹುತ ಬಡಾಯಿ ತುಮ ಮಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಭರತ ಹಿ ಸಮಬಾಯಿ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಬದನ ತುಮರೋ ಜಶ ಗಾಯೆ ಯಶಪತಿ ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ ಕಂಠ ಲಗಾಯೆ ಸನಕಾದಿಕ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ ಮುನಿ ನಾರದ ಸಾರ ಕುಬೇರ ದಿಗ ಪಾಲ ಜಹಾಸೆ ಕವಿ ಕೋವಿದ ಕಹಿ ಕಠೆ ಕಹಾಸೆ ತುಮ ಉಪಕಾರ ಸುಗ್ರೀವನಿ ಕಿನ್ಹಾ ರಾಮ ಮಿಲಾಯ ರಾಜಪದ ದಿನ್ಹಾ ತುಮರೋ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಮಾ ಲಂಕೇಶ್ವರ ಭಯ ಸಬ ಜಗ ಜಾನಾ ಯುಗ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಜೋ ಜನ ಪರ ಭಾನು ಲಿಯೋ ತಾಯಿ ಮಧುರ ಪಲ ಜಾನು ಪ್ರಭು ಮುದ್ರಿ ಕಾಮಿಲಿ ಮುಖ ಮಾಹಿ ಜಲ ದಿಲಾದಿ ಗಯ ಅಚರಜ ನಾಹಿ ದುರ್ಗಮ ಕಾಜ ಜಗತ ಕೇ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸುಗಮ ಅನುಗ್ರಹ ತುಮರೇ ರಾಮ ದ್ವಾರೆ ತುಮ ರಖವಾಲೆ ಹೋ ತನ ಆಜ್ಞಾ ಬಿನು ಕೈ ಸಾರೆ ಸಬ ಸುಖ ರಹೆ ತುಮಾರಿ ಶರಣ ತುಮ ರಕ್ಷಕ ಕಾಹು ಕೋ ಡರ್ನಾ ಆಪನ ತೇಜ ಸಂಹಾರೋ ಆಪೇ ತೀನೋ ಲೋಕ ಹಾಕತೆ ಭಾಗೆ ಭೂತ ಪಿಚಾಶ ನಿಕಟ ನಹಿ ಆವೇ ಮಹಾವೀರ ಜಬ ನಾಮ ಸುನಾ ನಾಸೆ ರೋಗ ಹರೆ ಸಬ ಪೀರಾ ಜಪತ ನಿರಂತನ ಹನುಮತ ವೀರಾ ಸಂಕಟ ಕೇ ಹನುಮಾನ ಚುಡಾವೆ ಮನ ಕಮ ವಚನ ಜೋಲಾವೆ ಉಸ ಪರ ರಾಮ ತಪಸ್ವಿ ರಾಜಾ ಜಿನಕೆ ಕಾಜ ಸದಾ ಸುಮತಾಜಾ ಔರ ಮನೋರಥ ಜೋ ಕೋಯ್ ಲಾವೆ ಸೋಯಿ ಅಮಿತ ಜೀವನ ಫಲ ಪಾವೆ ಚಾರೋ ಜುಗ ಪರ ತಾಪ ತುಮಾರಾ ಸಾಧು ಸಂತ ಕೇ ತುಮ ರಖವಾಲೆ ಅಸುರ ನಿಕಂದನ ರಾಮ ದುಲಾರೆ ಅಷ್ಟ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ನವ ನಿಧಿ ಕೇ ದಾತ ಉಸ ಪರ ದೀನ ಜಾನಕಿ ಮಾತಾ ತುಮರೆ ರಾಮ ರಸಾಯಣ ತುಮರೆ ಪಾಸ ಸದಾ ರಹೋ ರಘುಪತಿ ಕೇ ದಾಸ ತುಮರೋ ಭಜನ ರಾಮ ಕೋ ಬಾ ಜನಮ ಜನಮಕ್ಕೆ ದುಃಖ ವಿಸರಾವೆ ಅಂತ ಕಾಳ ರಘುವರ ಪುರ ಜಾಯಿ ಜಹಾಂ
ಜನ್ಮ ಹರಿ
ಔರ ದೇವತಾ ಚಿಂತನ ಧರಿಯೇ ಹಂ ಭಗವತ ಸೇಹಿ ಸಬ ಸುಖ ಕರಿಯೇ ಜಯ 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 ಹನುಮ ಸಂಕಟ ಕಟೆ ಮಿಟೆ ಸಬ ಪೀರಾ ಜೋ ಸುಮಿರೇ ಹನುಮತ ಬಲವೀರಾ ಜಯ 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 ಹನುಮಾನ ಗೋಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರೋ ಗುರುದೇವ ಕಿ ನಾಯಿ ಜೋ ಯಹ ಪಡೆ ಹನುಮಾನ ಚಲೀಸಾ ಹೋಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕಿ ಗೌರೀಸಾ ತುಲಸಿದಾಸ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ ಚೇರಾ ಕೀಜೇ ನಾಥರ ದಲ ಮಮ ರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೀತಾ ಸಹಿತ ಹೃದಯ ಬಸೋ ಸುರ ಗುರು ಸಿಯಾವರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಬೋಲೋ ಭಾಯಿ ಸಬ ಸಂತನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಉಮಾಪತಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಕೀ ಜಯ.
ಓಕೆ, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡು ದ ಕ್ಲೋಸಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮ್ಯೂಟ್. ಕಾಯೇನ ವಾಚಾ ಮನಸೇಂದ್ರಿಯೇರ್ವಾ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮನಾ ವಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತೇ ಸ್ವಭಾವಾ ಕರೋಮಿ ಯದ್ಯತ್ ಸಕಲಂ ಪರಸ್ಮೈ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಯೇತಿ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಾಮಿ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಯೇತಿ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಾಮಿ. ಸರ್ವೇ ಭವಂತು ಸುಖಿನಃ, ಸರ್ವೇ ಸಂತು ನಿರಾಮಯಾಃ, ಸರ್ವೇ ಭದ್ರಾಣಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತು, ಮಾ ಕಶ್ಚಿದ್ ದುಃಖ ಭಾಗ್ ಭವೇತ್. ಓಂ ಅಸತೋ ಮಾ ಸದ್ಗಮಯ, ತಮಸೋ ಮಾ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಗಮಯ, ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮಾ ಅಮೃತಂ ಗಮಯ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. Thank you very much. See you in 2 weeks. We'll be closed next weekend. Thank you, Hari Om.
Thank you, Hari Om.
Thank you so much.